Friday, April 20th, 2001. Mild weather on the campus of the University of Laval, about 3 kilometers west of downtown Quebec City. By around noon, thousands of activists from Canada, U.S., and elsewhere have amassed in the streets for a carnival against capital, a vibrant, rhythmic, and diverse street parade and demonstration against the Summit of the Americas and against the proposed Free Trade Area of the Americas Treaty.
Half a dozen folks or so from our Champaign-Urbana group were there to participate and document the event. We found ourselves surrounded by drumming, chanting, dancing, cheering, singing, face painting, costumes, giant puppets, musical instruments, guerrilla street theater.
Vibrant creativity, the culture of resistance.
Urbana Indie Media Center reporters Sasha Meinrath and Sarah Knaus collected this audio and conducted interviews with several participants.
Our group is sort of a mix. We're mostly from University of Massachusetts. We're local 2322 UAW graduate employees.
We come out here to protest the FTAA.
Because the FTAA screws over workers, screws over the environment, and is bad for people.
Say for our listeners what it is that you're playing here this afternoon.
Why, I'm playing a bucket that used to contain 12 kilograms of olives.
And where did you pick those up?
Out of a dumpster behind a grocery store called Vincenzo's.
And how much would that cost you to put together an instrument of this sort?
This year, with all the hardware and belts and strapping on, cost me $1.50. Who needs to buy a drum kit?
Thank you very much.
No problem. Cheers, guys.
About 15 minutes before the march is actually set to start, and folks are sitting on the ground waiting. We've had our first... We just had our first flyby of a helicopter over the event, and people are just sort of getting geared up and ready to go.
For our listeners, what it is that you're wearing and doing today?
I've appropriated. My group has appropriated the word police and reclaimed it from this state as a way to both parody the excessive militarization of legitimate protest and or the opposition to legitimate protest, I should say, and counter any. The fear that's associated with the excessive imageries of the police, and we want to eliminate fear. We want to reclaim the right to protest, and we do so by parody, by absurdity.
What can you describe what your dress is here?
Yeah, sure. I've got a tutu, a pink tutu, and a police shirt, and I've got a pinwheel, and I've got bandanas, and I'm playing a drum.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Hey NAFTA! Hey NAFTA! We know what you're after! You're greedy, cheating, forget you no sweet, so eat your Wheaties and beat your Winnie's words! Hey
The march was punctuated with performances by the Radical Cheerleaders, an international group of feminist activists who parody the rhythmic chants and choreography of the high school pep squad. The cheerleaders' presence builds solidarity and boosts morale among the activists in the streets.
We've walked about a mile now, and the police have been very busy blocking off all the entrances so that cars can't interrupt us, and have actually been staying quite a low profile. I've had a couple of quick incidents of stickering of police cars that were blocking the intersections with slogans and child labor and things of that sort. And other than that, it's been a very peaceful march so far. A lot of excitement, a lot of energy.
Green zones are relatively safe zones. There is distance from the perimeter. There aren't any civil disobedience or direct actions there. You can party, you can talk with people, etc. They're relatively safe. If you're heading straight, you're heading to the security perimeter, okay? There's some cops there, maybe about 6,500 or so, and the Summit of the Americas. And so take your choice. Heading left, you're going to the green zone, relatively safe. Heading straight, you're going to the perimeter, okay? Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Sarah and Sasha accompanied the group of demonstrators down the Boulevard René Levesque to the 10-foot-tall perimeter fence and into the so-called yellow and red zones of the April 20th march. They, along with other members of our group, witnessed protesters pulling down a small section of the perimeter fence.
Sasha and Sarah also documented chemical weapons attacks on the demonstrators and on the neighborhood just west of the Quebec City security perimeter. Stay tuned for frontline footage from mid-afternoon April 20th on the streets of Quebec City, outside the Summit of the Americas security perimeter.
Next, we return to the streets of Quebec City for conversations between IMC reporter Peter Miller and members of the Canadian Auto Workers Union.
As IMC reporter Molly Stentz and I moved along the parade route, interviewing performers and activists along the way, I noticed a small group carrying a blue flag with the Canadian Auto Workers logo on it. Shortly thereafter, I was talking to CAW activist Diane Albrecht.
This is not one of the nonviolent marches necessarily, right?
This is a direct action march, from what I understand.
And you're here, you know, bearing the colors of the Canadian Auto Workers with you. Is that a problem with the leadership at all?
I wouldn't say it's a problem as long as we're here to support freedom of speech and freedom of action in a way that doesn't harm anyone.
You're wearing a placard that says CAW fighting back makes a difference. What does that mean?
That's the CAW motto.
Is it really?
Yes, CAW motto is fighting back makes a difference.
And you've actually been involved in some fighting back yourself, and it has made a difference for you. Can you talk about that a little bit?
At one point, we ended up occupying our plant and taking it over because they were going to close it down and move all our jobs to Mexico.
And you succeeded in keeping it open.
We succeeded big time. It was one of the biggest wins I think the CAW's had in a little while. One day occupation.
And what factory was that? Where do you work?
Johnson Controls, Canadian Fabricated, Stratford, Ontario.
All right. Let's just reiterate that. So many people see their jobs being moved to Mexico because of NAFTA. The managers come in and they say we can lower costs because by moving your factory off to Mexico. And you, when that message came to you, what did you do?
Our jobs were being produced in Mexico. It wasn't they were going to. They were being produced in Mexico. And when we negotiated the contract, they were supposed to stop producing in Mexico, which they didn't do. Then they turned around and told us that the whole line was moving to Mexico, which meant inevitably our plant would have closed. So it ended up the National backed us, and we occupied the plant, and through the National's hard work and dedication, they struck a deal with Chrysler that they would not accept car seats made at any other plant but Johnson Controls in Stratford.
So is this typical for unions these days, or do you think the CIW stands out?
CIW is, in my estimation, above the rest, yes. Although they all have very, very good members. There's a QP local that's here today that itself is outstanding as what I've seen in the CAW in that one instance. Unions are what the people are. If the people are working on the floor level, rank and file level, to build the union, then you've got a strong union and you can make wins. It's about solidarity, hard work, and rank and file involvement.
All right. The FTAA, people who don't usually engage in this kind of action, they might not understand what exactly, why you think that something like this would work. So if you're talking to rank and file members of unions who, and you want to explain why this is important to do, what would you tell them?
I tell them that you take a look at some of the old laws that had to be changed, like all the laws that were changed for to allow women to vote in that. We had to fight to get them changed. We changed them because they weren't right. We have to fight here to change what's not right, too.
Okay. Dan, did you have anything else you wanted to say to people in Central Illinois at all?
Just keep on fighting back.